Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Zmira Ozarowski, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Peichet, 88. Tehillim 88 is one of the darkest and most distressing chapters in all of Sefer Tehillim. Unlike other mizmorim that begin with distress but end with hope, this mizmor remains steeped in sorrow. Understanding it within the context of the preceding mizmorim and its connection to Bnei Korach deepens its meaning. Tehillim 88 is attributed to Haman HaEzrachi, one of the Levim and a descendant of Korach. The mizmor expresses a sense of overwhelming suffering, loneliness, and near despair. It does not contain the uplifting resolutions that many other mizmorim do, making it one of the most emotionally raw passages in Tehillim. While most of the mizmorim of Bnei Korach include messages of hope and redemption, this one stands apart in its relentless tone of distress. It is significant that this mizmor is written by a descendant of Korach. The feeling of being trapped, forgotten, and alone parallels the experience of Bnei Korach when they were swallowed by the earth. The absence of an uplifting conclusion in this mizmor could reflect their limbo-like state, knowing that they were spared but still facing the consequences of their father's rebellion. Let's look at the pesukim inside. Pasuk Aleph, Shir Mizmor Lebnei Korach, Lamnatzeach Amachalat La'anot, Maskil Lehiman Ezrachi. A song to be sung with music, composed by Haman the Ezrachi for times of affliction and distress. Pasuk Bet, Hashem Elokai, Hashem Elokei Yeshuati, Hashem, you are the only one who can save me. Yom Tza'akti, Balayla Negdecha, I've been crying out to you all day and all night. Despite the tone of distress throughout the mizmor, the author, Haman, acknowledges that Hashem is still his God of salvation. Hashem Yeshuati, the very act of crying out to Hashem, even from the depths of despair, is an expression of faith. The fact that his cries are continuous both day and night emphasizes the depth of his suffering. Verse 3, Tavo lefanecha tfilati, please let my prayer reach you. Hateyaz nechal erinati, bend down and listen to my desperate plea. Haman pleads for Hashem to actually hear his prayer, implying that he feels ignored. Rinati usually means a joyful song, but here it refers to a desperate emotional cry. Verse 4, Kisava beraot nafshi, I am completely overwhelmed by suffering, v'chayai lish'ol higiyu, and my life feels like it's at death's doorstep. The suffering is so intense that he feels completely overwhelmed with misfortune. She'ol represents the grave or the underworld. He feels as if his life is slipping away. Pasuk hey, nechshavti im yordei bor, I am seen as one who has gone down in the pit. Significantly written by a descendant of Korach. Hayiti kagever in Eyal. I am like a man who has no strength left at all. He feels as if he is counted amongst the dead. The phrase gever in Eyal describes a man with no strength left, utterly powerless. Verse 6, Vimitim chavshi. I feel as free as the dead. Kimo chalalim shochve kever. Like those in the graves, the dead bodies, asher lo zechartem, who have not remembered, od vehima miyadcha nigzeru, they are completely cut off from your presence. He describes himself as completely forgotten, like a soldier killed in battle. Chofshi can mean free, but here implies being completely cut off from Hashem's care. Sateini bevor tachtiot, you have placed me in the deepest pit. Again, very clear reference to the experience of the sons of Korach. In total darkness, buried in the depths. The imagery of the lowest pit and of darkness evoke imagery of complete despair, possibly even spiritual exile. Alai samcha chamatecha v'chol mishparecha anita sela. Your anger crashes over me like unstoppable waves. You've completely broken me. He sees his suffering as coming directly from Hashem's anger. The waves suggest relentless hardship, like being tossed in a storm. Verse 9, Herchakta, Miyudai, Mimeni, you have taken away my friends. Satini to'avot, Lamo, they see me as disgusting. Kalu v'lo'itze, I feel trapped, like I have nowhere to go. Not only does he feel distant from Hashem, but also abandoned by friends, treated as an outcast. Verse 10, Inai da'ava mine oni, my eyes are worn out from so much suffering. Karaticha Hashem b'chol yom, Hashem, I call out to you every single day. Shitachti yelecha kapai, I stretch out my hands in prayer. Suffering is affecting him physically. His eyes are failing from distress. Despite everything, he continues to call out to Hashem, raising his hands in prayer, showing unwavering faith even in his darkest moments. calls out in 11, Halameitim tase pele, do you perform miracles for the dead? Imrfa'im yakumu yodu chasela, can those in the grave rise up and thank you? He questions, does Hashem show miracles to the dead? If he dies, he will no longer be able to praise Hashem, which implies that salvation only can come during life. Verse 12, Hayisaper bekever chastecho, will people talk about your kindness in the grave? Emnotecha be'avedon, will they declare your faithfulness in the place of the lost? He emphasizes the finality of death. Once a person is in the grave or lost, there is no way to testify to Hashem's kindness and faithfulness. Will your wonders be known in the dark? Will your righteousness be seen in the lands of the forgotten? He deepens the argument. Can Hashem's wonders be known in total darkness? The Eretz Nishiya, land of the forgotten, represents a place where everything is lost. Verse 14, V'ani elecha Hashem shivati, but I, Hashem, still cry out to you. V'voker tfilati tikadmecha. Every morning my prayer comes to you. Despite everything, the author Haman still davens. The phrase in the morning may suggest hope that each new day might bring relief. Verse 15, Lama Hashem tiznach nafshi. Why, Hashem, have you abandoned me? Tastir panecha mimeni. Why do you hide your face from me? Here he directly confronts Hashem. Why have you abandoned me? Verse 16, Ani. I have been suffering and near death since my youth. Nasati emecha afuna, I am worn down by the weight of your terrors. He describes himself as suffering since his youth, implying a lifetime of hardship. The word afuna suggests being overwhelmed or numb with terror. Verse 17, Alay avru charonecha, your fierce anger has swept over me. Ba'otecha tzimtuni, your terrors have completely crushed me. He describes divine punishment as a storm engulfing him. Simtuni means that they have completely destroyed him. Verse 18, Sevavuni kamayim kol hayom, they surround me like water all day. Hakifu ala yachad, they close in on me from every side. The suffering is relentless, surrounding him like water on all sides. He feels trapped and unable to escape. Finally, verse 19, Hirchakta mimeni ohev areya, you have taken away my friends and those I love. Miyudai machshach, all I have left is darkness. The final pasuk is especially devastating. He has lost friends and loved ones. Unlike most Mizmarim, this one ends without any note of hope. The final word, mechshach, darkness, is a shocking contrast to the usual expectation that a prayer will end with light or comfort. In conclusion, this devastating Mizmor, Tehillim 88, follows Tehillim 87, which describes the future redemption and glory of Yerushalayim. The shift from the lofty aspirations of Pei Zion to the despair over here of Tehillim Peichet is dramatic. Tehillim 88 Peichet leaves us sitting in the darkness. This reminds us that while hope is always possible, there are moments when a person feels totally lost, and the Torah acknowledges even those feelings. Unlike most Mizmorim, Tehillim Peichet does not provide a resolution. This teaches us an important lesson. Sometimes, suffering does not have immediate answers. Even great tzaddikim can feel alone and abandoned, but turning to Hashem, even from a place of pain, is still an act of faith. The story of Bnei Korach is itself a symbol of this message. Though they experienced the lowest depths, they survived and later contributed some of the most uplifting Mizmorim in Tehillim. The darkness of Tehillim Peichet does not mean that there is no hope. Rather, it is a part of the larger journey towards redemption. This parak is unique in that it does not contain any shift to hope or comfort. The author Haman remains in despair until the very last word, darkness. It reflects a feeling of complete abandonment, something that can resonate with people experiencing deep suffering. However, the fact that this chapter was included in Sefer Tehillim itself is a source of hope. It shows that even in our lowest moments, we can still turn to Hashem and express our pain. The very act of calling out, even without immediate relief, is itself a form of faith. Thank you for studying Le'iloi Nishmot Helen Moskovitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sherita Plita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day, sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.